plan it out. Day 5. You made it. We're at the end. Today doesn't really fit into my something old, something new, something borrowed, something you theme. It's like an extra bonus day. It's just a summary day. Some might call it a catch-up day. If you're back at day 2, then you can catch up today. But today is just about really capturing your plan for 2023. And I am a visual person. So I find that having like something simple that is a reminder of what I'm trying to achieve or how I want to feel or just what I'm about right now is a really cool tool for me to achieve the things that I want to achieve. So today we're going to do some visual planning. We're going to go back to Clarissa's initial life as an interior designer. You could do a bit of a mood board. So it might be some of those goals and ideas. If Rachel Bosniak's joining us today, she'll be a mood board girl. She and I are really on par when it comes to these sorts of things. It might be that there's just a photograph that if you were to look at that photograph, it like symbolizes everything that you're about right now and everything that you're hoping to achieve for the year ahead. So that might be the simplicity of it. Some people love words. They go with a word for the year. I've certainly done that in the past and I've really embraced that. I don't have a word this year, so that's not working for me this year. I don't mind what you do here. I don't mind what you do ever. But what I would like you to ponder doing today is really just capturing in a beautiful, simple way, a way that you can stick on your wall at work as a reminder as the year's going on and things might be going up and down of what it is that you're hoping to achieve for the year ahead. And I think one of the simplest ways to do that is the little worksheet we've given you today. Ask yourself, in 2023, I will. And in 2023, I won't. And in 2023, at the end of December, I will feel. Really simple capture of some of the core things from the week that has been and the year that you're hoping to have that is coming. So there's plan it out. 5 days. Really taking you through a goal setting framework is what this week has been about. Really thinking about those goals, what it is that you're hoping to achieve. Hopefully creating some space for you to dream a few dreams. I think that's always fun in life. And giving you a plan to start to really implement some changes or some systems or some new things that will help you achieve some of those goals. Now, my final thing. It's all well and good having a plan, but sometimes plans just actually don't come to fruition. And certainly the last 3 years has demonstrated to us all that you can plan till the cows come home, but if a pandemic comes along, you can't just sort of merrily keep driving down the road in your car pretending like it's not happening. You do have to pause and ask, is that plan that I set back in January with Clarissa still the right plan for what's going on in my life right now? Now, unexpected things happen to all of us, and it may not be an unexpected thing. It might just be that you get a month into that plan that you've set yourself and you think, I'm really not vibing with this. This is not at all what I actually want to be doing. So guess what? You get to just reset your plan. There's no like moment of success or failure here where you go, oh, I failed the plan it out challenge. I didn't do the things that Clarissa helped me put on my list for this year, so I'm a deep failure. No, no. If you're not doing the things, then I would say to you then that either those things probably weren't important enough for you to actually achieve them, or you were deeply unclear on the why you were doing them. So if at any point you're working through the year and you're thinking, why am I off track again? Then just come back, re-listen to this 5-step framework, go back to where you began, do the reflection activity, do the daydreaming activity, reset your test of success. You know, what does a successful life look like for me? And then use that to test, well, is that thing that sort of I haven't been able to tackle, is that part of having a successful life? And if the answer is yes, then you have to be really real with yourself and say, okay, well, why am I not doing it? Am I scared? Is it a procrastination thing? Am I worried about the judgment of others? Do I not have the resources to do it? Like, what's the barrier? What's the reason I'm not doing this? And then sometimes in life, we actually just have to be brave and we have to take some chances if we want to do things that we haven't done before. There you go. One planet out challenge done. 2023, here we come. I'm normally someone that by this time of year has a massive list of goals and so many things to achieve. And despite the fact that I've just spent 5 days telling you that you should too, I actually don't have a massive list of goals and things to achieve this year. But I do have a really clear definition of what a successful life looks like for me. And I think I've spent a lot of time over the last 10 years drilling into the things that I want to do and the things that I don't want to do that lead me to that place. So if you don't have this, you know, super detailed calendar of things, I'm at one with that for you. So you live your life however you wish. Lawland comes with its own happy barrage of challenges. What I hope this week has given you is some space to just maybe rethink what you're doing and maybe settle on a place of saying, I'm actually on the right path and I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Thanks so much for joining in the fun. I would love to hear from you in terms of how you went, what you took from the week that has been. And if you would like to get involved in anything else that I'm offering across the year, then please just keep an eye on social media, emails, all of those things, or just reach out at any point in time. Best of luck.